USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Two people were injured Saturday in a shooting at an Omaha, Nebraska mall. One victim was hospitalized and is in critical condition. Omaha police say they are looking for multiple suspects in the shooting. The Westroads Mall will remain closed for the rest of the day. And about half of all American adults have now received at least one dose of COVID vaccine, according to new data from the CDC. That new data showing that more than 128 million people have received at least one dose, which is 49.7% of adults in the country. More than 82 million people are fully vaccinated, with that number expected to jump significantly in the next few weeks, as many states have had their eligibility for vaccinations open to those 18 and up for several weeks. The increase coming as the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine remains paused while the CDC and FDA review data on a possible link between the shot and rare blood clots. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you.
Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use them.
TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Lawmakers are now tackling President Biden's $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan. Senator Shelley Moore Caputo is leading Republican efforts to pare down the president's proposal to focus on the core infrastructure. The West Virginia Republican says that she and the president have different definitions of infrastructure.
Now, I think it's important to define what infrastructure is, because I think what we saw from the president's $2.2 trillion package, his definition of infrastructure is a lot different than what mine is, although there are a lot of similarities. So I'm the ranking member over on Environment and Public Works. I'm working with Senator Carper every day to try to get a bipartisan surface transportation bill. But that's not the only thing that will be, I think, a part. That's our roads and bridges, our core infrastructure that all of us in our states want, and that through the years we've come together in a bipartisan way and negotiated these bills time and time again.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A social media giant is facing backlash for another case of big tech censorship. Mike Fortier reports.
The New York Post silenced by Facebook for a story on Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Kahn-Cullors. The story published Wednesday reveals Kahn-Cullors recently bought over $3 million worth of real estate, including a $1.4 million home and guest house in an exclusive Los Angeles neighborhood where the black population is only 1.4%. Facebook, though, removing the story on Thursday for allegedly violating Kahn-Cullors' privacy because the Post showed pictures of the Topanga Canyon home in the article. The Post, responding on Friday, accuses Facebook of hypocrisy. The Post points out Facebook did not take down stories showing the resort where Republican Senator Ted Cruz stayed with his family during Texas's winter storm.
And the Prime Minister of Japan was at the White House on Friday to talk about many issues, such as new technology, the Olympics, and security in East Asia. Wendy King has more.
President Biden has hosted his first face-to-face meeting at the White House since becoming president. He hosted Japanese Prime Minister Suga. He said the two affirmed their ironclad support for the U.S.-Japanese alliance, as well as shared security in the region.
Committed to working together to take on the challenges from China, and on issues like the East China Sea, the South China Sea, as well as North Korea, to ensure a future of a free and open Indo-Pacific.
Biden said both are committed to advancing shared values. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.